Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Improvements in the diagnosis and treatment of cancer mean that more people are living with and surviving cancer, which brings with it a need to identify interventions that can help with any long-term complications. In this evidence pod, Bridget Candy from the Marie Curie Palliative Care Research Department at UCL in London, England, describes the findings of a new Cochrane review from February 2016, which examined the randomised trials of interventions for sexual dysfunction in women.
Sexual dysfunction is a potential long-term complication of many types of cancer treatments for women. This includes treatments that have a direct impact on the pelvic areas and genitals, as well as treatments that may have a more generalised impact on social function, such as chemotherapy. Sexual dysfunction poses challenges to a person's social, mental, emotional and physical well-being. In cancer, it is an important indicator of quality of life, both in people undertaking treatments and in those surviving the disease. We wanted to investigate the effectiveness of interventions of any type developed to treat sexual dysfunction following treatments for cancer in women. Such interventions include pharmacological treatments, mechanical, psychotherapeutic and psychoeducational, complementary medicine and exercise. We are also keen to investigate any adverse events associated with these interventions. We found 11 randomised controls. These involved just over in total 1,500 women. All these studies were vulnerable to a number of biases and other potential problems, most commonly because of selection bias and because they had fewer than 50 participants per trial arm. All the identified trials explored interventions following treatments for either gynecological or breast cancer. 8 of these studies evaluated an intervention involving psychotherapeutic techniques, commonly a form of counselling, including topics on sexuality and relationships. Another study evaluated exercise, and the last 2 tested a pharmacological product, which in one was testosterone cream and in the other a pH-balanced vaginal gel. 7 of the studies were undertaken in the US, the others were from Canada, from Sweden and South Korea. Our ability to combine analysis of these studies was limited by differences in the content of the interventions and in the outcomes that had been measured, but we were still able to draw some overall impressions of their findings. The trials evaluating a psychotherapeutic intervention had mixed results for the effect on sexual function. In 3 studies, significant improvements were found for some measures of sexual function, but no benefits were found in the other 5 studies. Evidence from 2 trials on different pharmacological applications and the one on exercise was limited by small sample sizes. Of these studies, only the trial of a pH-balanced vaginal gel found significant improvements in sexual function. The studies of pharmacological interventions measured harm, as did one of the psychotherapeutic studies, and none of these reported any harms occurring. In summary, our review does not provide clear information on the impact of interventions for sexual dysfunction following the treatment of women for cancer. Studies to date have only explored effectiveness in women with gynecological and breast cancers. But there is a risk of sexual problems after treatments for other cancers, including, for example, bowel and head and neck cancers. Few of the studies we identified evaluated harm. This is an important gap, not least because some women may find it distressing to discuss personal sexual problems as part of their treatment for cancer. We'd like to see further evaluations of all these interventions, and these new evaluations need to involve larger numbers of participants.
To read more about the interventions that have already been examined in this review, and to watch for future updates as new evidence becomes available, go to the website for all Cochrane reviews, cochranelibrary.com, and search sexual dysfunction and cancer.